News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, legislation that would see mother and baby home records sealed passed a key vote in the Dáil last night. The controversial bill has faced strong criticism from opposition parties and survivor groups alike. Susan Lowen is the co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance. Susan, your reaction to this Dáil vote last night?
Good morning. Well, it was entirely predictable because, of course, just from a numbers perspective, the government was always going to win this vote. But from a moral standpoint, it is deeply, deeply disturbing and disappointing. And I watched some of the proceedings at the convention centre yesterday, and I just was horrified, you know, for Roderick O'Gorman to say so blatantly to his opposition colleagues, well, that he wouldn't be taking on board any single amendment that they raised. And I think viewers might have been struck by the absolute unanimity across all parties, apart from government parties of the Greens, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, that this was a really, really important moment. It was an opportunity for the government to reset their thinking on how they treat survivors.
For the interest of balance, Susan, Roderick O'Gorman was speaking in the Dáil last night. He said, I'm bringing forward a bill today whose purpose is to protect a database created by the Commission. He said he wanted to dispel any suggestion that the effect of this legislation was to seal the archive for 30 years. He said, this is incorrect. The bill seeks to protect a database and ensure it is not sealed in that archive.
None of that makes any sense because it is the 2004 Commissions of Investigations Act which governs the framework under which a commission of investigation would operate. There is nothing in that act which allows a commission to destroy data, which is what the minister is suggesting. Utter scaremongering. I mean, I think just from a common sense perspective, nobody would ever want to destroy data. And he's saying that the commission would have had to have destroyed their database had he not brought in this legislation. But this legislation
just to be clear on this, Susan, I think I'm confused by this, and I suspect a lot of the listeners are confused by this. Yeah. Did the Commission itself not say that this legislation would be required to safeguard and transfer a database of mothers and children who are resident in those homes?
But the 2004 Act allows them to do that. So it is always the 2004 Act.
No, but did they not say that? Sorry to cut across you, Susan.
Yeah.
Did the Commission say?
No, we've had no statement from the Commission. All we've had is Roderick O'Gorman's hearsay.
Last September, they did say that, though, did they not?
No, he said the Commission felt they would have to, no option but to destroy the data if he did not introduce this legislation. But in fact, his legislation, the existing legislation, allows the Commission to transfer in its entirety the entire database that and records that the Commission has worked on to the Minister's department. That's always been the case. What the Minister wanted to do was to split that archive so that some of it would go to his notorious body, Tusla. And that is why the legislation...
Right, well, I think it's a bit unfair to describe Tusla. Sorry, I think it's a bit unfair to describe Tusla as notorious. There has been some difficulties there. There's a lot of people in Tusla who are doing a lot of good work. You're an expert in this area. I'm very much not. I'm confused by this story. But I have to put it to you. Roderick O'Gorman doesn't strike me as the type of politician. I don't know him very well at all, but he doesn't strike me as the type of person who's kind of going to set out to trample over people's rights.
Well, what he does as an individual, what he feels, is unknown to us, but certainly successive Irish governments, this is absolutely part of the pattern of behaviour towards survivors. And can I just mention that the Department of Children and Youth Affairs, as it was called, has had its own representative group of survivors of mother and baby homes, county homes, Bethany homes since 2018. This group was not consulted about this legislation and was directed by the Secretariat of the Mother and Baby Homes Unit in his department to refer to the Minister's tweet for information on what was happening with the bill. Now, that is utterly outrageous, but it is a continuance of a well-established pattern towards survivors of institutional abuse.
Okay, we have to leave it there. Susan Lowen, co-founder of the Adoption Rights Alliance, thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.